strengthen our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Yesterday, April Fool's Day, was my mother's birthday. So I've been a fool most of my life because I take after my mom. And so doing the funeral service here yesterday for Harold Wright took on added meaning for me, because the last time I preached a funeral on not on April 1st, but in that context, was my mother's service some years ago, before our kids were born. They never got to meet their Grandma Judy. But I shared yesterday, for those of you who weren't here, I shared because Harold was calling him a Yankee fan is not quite accurate. Calling him, it wouldn't be too much to say idol worship was at play with the way Harold treated the Yankees. And I shared a story that I actually had forgotten until the moment I shared it yesterday, a story that I shared at my mother's funeral, which is a story of the time I went to a Yankees game when I was a kid, and with my best friend, Todd, and we were rooting for the Yankees, and Catfish Hunter was pitching, and my friend was screaming at the top of his lungs. He'd never been to a baseball game. He was so excited. He was screaming at the top of his lungs, "You can do it, Catfish!" You know, so loud that the kid in front of us was crying, literally crying, and they had to ask my friend to be quiet. Well, from that moment on in my family, what we said when anybody was having a hard time was, "You can do it, Catfish!" And when it came time to preach my mom's funeral, I said to my dad, "I don't know if I can do it. You know, my mom's funeral?" And he looked at me and he said, "You know what? You can do it, Catfish." And that actually was my sermon that day. I preached about Catfish and I preached about my mom. And I haven't thought about, you know, after my mom died, I didn't feel her presence the way I maybe had hoped I would. I kind of mourned for her in the months leading up to her death because she had cancer and we knew that she wasn't going to live too much longer. So in a way, the grief process had been started. But I hadn't really sensed her presence in very deep ways. But yesterday, or maybe it was even this morning, I was talking to the kids because on her birthday, you know, as it often is the case when a loved one has passed, they come back to us. And for me, what's happened is the deeper I have gone in prayer with Jesus in my life, and that's increased, you know, even though I'm a priest, you know, my prayer life needs growth just like yours does. And I've been growing in my prayer life, and especially growing in my experience of Jesus at the foot of the cross. A lot of my prayers, as we live in the world we live in right now, and as we're in the Lenten season, a lot of my prayers are with Jesus in that moment of sorrow at the foot of the cross. And as I have spent more time there in my prayer life and in my spirit, I have felt my mother's presence grow more and more and more, to the point where I experience her in a way that's mysterious to me, as alive. Alive. I hear her. When I was talking to Cecilia the other morning, and I was saying something, it was my mother, you know, who was speaking through me. I could hear the tone of her voice and my voice. I could experience her love, her playfulness, her humor, sort of radiating out from me. And I don't know where I'm going with this. This wasn't what I planned on preaching about, except to say that when I read this gospel, and Jesus says to us, if you abide with me, if you are with me in these tears, right? This is the moment where Jesus, we sort of ask ourselves, why did he let Lazarus die? Why would he do that? When he knew it was going to cause the worst sorrow you can imagine for his dearest friends, Mary and Martha, to lose their brother. Why? And all I can understand about that is that Jesus, as God, wanted to be with us in our deepest grief when we lose a loved one, so that when we lose them, we experience his presence in that grief. And we know we're not alone. After all, Lazarus was going to die again, right? I mean, There's an old song I love that says, if you're feeling really bad, just remember you're not Lazarus who had to think about dying twice. Sort of a joke. But there's a point to the joke, which is to say, Lazarus was going to die again. So it wasn't like, you know, he's still around. You know, we haven't found him. So he's not, he died again. But so in that moment though, for Mary and Martha, who he loves so dearly, he wanted to grieve with them. That, it seems to me, is the point. So that on our grief, when we feel like Ezekiel, right? When we feel without hope, our hope is lost, these bones are dried up, and we are cut off completely, which is what we often feel when we're deeply grieving, don't we? We feel cut off from our hope, cut off from our love, cut off from the person who is the source of so much of the experience we have in this world of love and life. Jesus enters it with us. That's what this scene, it seems to me, is about. And so as I have deepened my prayer with Jesus at the foot of the cross, I have felt my mother's presence grow in my heart in ways that are mysterious to me, but absolutely real. And that, it seems to me, is what the gospel is saying to us about this journey we're on. When we weep, and when we allow our tears to come before the altar, to be mingled with the body and blood of Christ in this sacrament, in these prayers, then we can experience, even now, the resurrection. That's what Jesus says to Mary. She says, I know we'll see him at the end. He says, no. Even now, if you draw near to me, you will be with your loved ones. So this morning I was talking to my mom a little bit before I came over. I haven't done that. I don't think I've ever done that. And it didn't feel weird at all. I know she is in heaven in eternal life with God, and that God can break the barrier of time that we can't break, but God can. And we can know the fullness of life even in the midst of our darkest days. In the name of the Holy and Undivided Trinity, we pray. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith with the Nicene Creed on page 358 of your prayer book.